49 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. And I don't know if you guys have been following this. At first, I thought it was a joke. But George Zimmerman, the person that killed Trayvon Martin, is basically doing an upcoming celebrity boxing match. And here's what I don't understand. What's it for? Who are the promoters behind this? And is he a celebrity? I don't know. Let's go to phone lines. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ, Kilo, and Dayton.
Yes, sir. You want to comment?
Yes, sir. I think it's a farce. I really believe that... have a good day, baby. Sorry about that. But I believe that what they're doing is... he's definitely not a celebrity. And for them to put that up like that, I think it's really like a blatant slap in the face of Trayvon Martin and his entire family. I mean, you know, if people are buying that or wanting to watch that, that makes it even more sick.
Yeah. Does he get boxing gloves or do they give him a gun?
Exactly.
I mean, that's where we got to figure this out. Because only in America, when you can, like, either sleep with somebody, you can beat somebody up, be, you know, just a negative individual, that you're rewarded for it.
Right.
I don't get this, you know. I mean, maybe somebody can add more to this. I'm not sure. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Ohio. I feel that the match should take place only if Mike Tyson can be his opponent.
Right. Yeah. I don't even want Mike Tyson. I want that one guy who fights everybody in the hood and, like, kicks their butt. You know what I'm talking
Kimbo
about?
Slice. Kimbo
I want
Slice.
Kimbo Slice to just take him down.
MMA, huh?
Yeah, this is crazy. And they're talking about the location is going to be filled. It's going to be a secret location filled with a lot of security.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I know the game and DMX, they want to go toe-to-toe.
Well, what they're
I
saying,
wouldn't give him the time to give him that much pub. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's only going to be 100 people present because what they're trying to do is get you to buy this, like, over the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
for his legal fees or something.
He's trying to make money.
Yeah. He's making money.
Yes, he's trying to get paid.
This is crazy. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah. Okay, look, I just want to say, yeah, he definitely is a celebrity. I mean, if Kim Kardashian can be a celebrity, if Paris Hilton can be a celebrity for doing nothing, then he
but
can
wait,
be a celebrity.
He killed someone. He killed someone. It's different.
Do you not know who he is? You know who he is, don't you?
Well, he's infamous.
Guys, he's making a point. He's making a great point. Because he has notoriety, he is a celebrity.
Well, just like Albert
we
said,
don't
he's infamous.
Like it.
That's different to me. I don't mind.
He's infamous. I don't.
You can't compare him to Kim Kardashian.
Right.
1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
There's no way you can consider this man a celebrity.
Not at all.
I mean, where are we at in society where we've considered a murderer of a child a celebrity? That term should have never even been accidentally given to him. This man should be scared to be in public.
What they're saying is celebrity boxing promoter Damon Feldman threw down the challenge offering George money to step in the ring. Now here's the kicker. The opponent has not been selected. We're told that George is open to fighting a black person, but the promoter's not discriminating. Tell us we're not looking at it as a race thing. We haven't discussed purple, yellow, white, or black. Lately, George has been more interested in boxing than guns, regularly training in the ring.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But Jay Nasiasino says, attention seeking and sick, hashtag death wish. It's going to be like a bad train wreck. Kingpin of the camera says, kill a brother. He's a hero. Not trying to be rude says, I'm not surprised or fazed by anything this devil does, but I do believe in karma.
Yeah, I do too, strongly.
But let me tell you something, Russ. They're going to have a black person in the ring because that would make more people watch it.
More money.
Mm-hmm. They're going to do that.
I am not going to watch that.
I wouldn't either.
I ain't either.
And this will be, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last you'll ever hear about this
and
on
this
my show.
Be the last time we mention his name. We're not going to get him paid. Get out and get you a job, chump.
Yep.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I would not support it at all. I think his famous celebrity comes from killing an innocent black man, and we as a people should not support it. It's just a travesty that you can make money in this country off of anything, whether it be positive or negative.
Yeah, that's the nature of what America's about, I guess.
Yeah, if it were me, I wouldn't be in a celebrity ring. I'd be in jail if it were me or you. Please believe that.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, your comment, please.
This is Janelle calling from Indianapolis by way of Dayton, Ohio. Explain to me if I'm wrong. Just correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't in the trial he say that he was at no level of fighting expertise, could not defend himself, and now he's jumping into the ring for a grudge match?
Preach. Make a good point.
Preach. Come on now. Come on, they're going too far with this. They need to stop the madness. That man need to be somewhere. And what? Here's what I want to know. What are you going to do with the money that he get paid? Is he going to give it to the family?
Of course.
Please,
of course.
What?
Going in his pocket.
Exactly. That's not happening. They need to go with that and let that ride.
All right. I appreciate the call. You guys want to email me? Here's the email address. It's email russpar@gmail.com. You can weigh in. I'll read those for you.